This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Show Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out this week. He's on a vacation, and not just anywhere. You know, some people go to the beach, or maybe this time of year, maybe you'd go to the East Coast and enjoy some of the sights of Christmas in Times Square or at the White House. Oh no, Dougie is in Peru, ladies, and he's traveling around that country. I have not heard from him. Have you guys heard anything? Do we know of his well-being and whereabouts?
Not since, I think, the first day.
Uh-oh.
I haven't heard anything more.
He, I'm sure, is having a great time. He was sending some pictures, and he looks like he's pretty happy in Peru. All right, lots of big news to get to while we await for Dougie to return. This problem at the border seems to be getting not any better. It seems to be getting worse. And, in fact, three people are dead this morning after a high-speed chase near the United States-Mexico border in San Diego County ended with three dead, eight injured, after a Chevy pickup attempted to flee an enforcement stop by the Border Patrol. It hit a spike strip and rolled into an embankment on Interstate 8 going westbound. This is according to authorities. The pickup had 11 people in it, nine of whom were lying unrestrained in the bed of the pickup truck while weaving through traffic and traveling at speeds of more than 100 miles per hour. There was a male driver, a female passenger. They were believed to be seated in the cab of the truck. Border Patrol agents had attempted to conduct an enforcement stop around 4:30 p.m., but the driver reportedly failed to yield, and this led them on this chase. There were, according to Cal Fire, who was also involved in this, was in the San Diego area. They had updated the injury count on Twitter, so people were following this on social media. The agents had to deploy the spike strip as the vehicle traveled westbound. They do that a lot during car chases, at least here in our state of California. The driver lost control, became airborne, and rolled down an embankment into a two-lane interstate east of Crestwood Road in San Diego. I don't even know what to say other than this problem. We've heard now about the illness. We've heard now about the drugs, $2.7 million in drugs confiscated at the border in the last 5 days alone. There's something here that has to be done, and it seems to me that maybe Mexico and the United States, maybe this is what brings us together once again after harsh words and rhetoric from the president on the campaign trail. Maybe this is where we start really working together, because the Mexican officials are not happy about this either. In fact, they're putting the blame squarely on the doorstep of the people who are organizing these caravans of migrants, Victoria.
Do we know who's organizing? This whole thing is such a mess. Like, I know we need to talk about it and, you know, and stay on top of it, but it just feels exhausting. It's overwhelming. Every day it just keeps getting worse. And I don't even know what to say more than that. You know, it's like, what are we doing? What's being done? Where are government officials? What's the plan? And I don't feel like we have a plan.
I think that you asked if we know who's behind it, and one of the groups that's mentioned is, I think it's Countries Without Borders, I think is the name of it, and they're the ones that have been helping kind of put this together, because more than just having it be an inconvenience and having it be dramatic with the images that you're getting from people that are just literally camped out, and obviously that's good for political motivation, I guess, for change, right, is to create these protests, but I think this group is truly wanting to eliminate laws. This is a pretty globalist firm that wants to get rid of borders and have people be able to freely pass from wherever to wherever they want to go. So obviously that would not last for a day in most countries. Most countries have rules. Canada has rules. Mexico has rules. All of our neighbors have rules. Europe has some rules. We've seen what's happened with Angela Merkel in Germany when she let in over 1 million Syrian refugees into her country. She's facing serious trouble, and now she's not even able to win re-election again. She'll step away after her current term is over because of the problem of just a free system of letting people just flow in and out without really any way to track anybody.
Right. And obviously it's a big deal to have, you know, that many drugs coming in and out through our borders too. It's another big problem. And I'm sure drug runners are thinking right now, there's so much chaos that this is probably the perfect opportunity to try to push more and more drugs through. And
if I were really trying to get in this country, I'd go to Texas immediately because it seems like everybody's focusing on the California border. That's where the military resources have been extended by the Trump administration. So more military there for a longer amount of time. Now, yesterday was not a great day. Speaking of the Trump administration, not a great day for the Trump administration because you had Michael Cohen, who was the former personal attorney for President Trump, showing up unexpectedly, or at least to some, in a court in New York and pleading guilty to charges that he lied before Congress. This was an indication that he has indeed made a deal with Mueller, and the reports are that he spent 70 hours testifying to Mueller and his investigative team. That can't be fun, first of all. 70 hours is a very long time, and it can't be good for anybody. President Trump said he doesn't expect any different from Michael Cohen, that he's a weak person, and
after praising him, saying he's so great, it's unbelievable. They showed so many clips on the news going back and forth with, you know, with Trump said, and I don't blame him. Look, the guy turned on him, so obviously he's not going to say good things about him, but it is just really funny. It's almost word for word, but now just new adjectives thrown in. That's another mess. What did he even say he did? He said he lied about the Moscow hotel deal. Is that what it was?
Yeah, and it's so interesting because I believe this is just the lowest charge that Mueller could throw at him, so that's why it was part of this plea agreement. I believe most of the charges would probably stem around his personal business, which was with the taxi cab business in New York City, which, you know, it's not necessarily the cleanest business
exactly.
on the planet. So Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to lying before Congress, and he said that President Trump's organization, so the Trump Organization now, when he was a candidate on the campaign trail, they said that they were not working, that they had scrapped the project in January, when indeed they actually scrapped the project in June. This is really inconsequential, so, which is what leads me to believe that this was probably the least hurtful thing
that
Mueller could have charged him. 2016, but he lied in 2017.
Oh, okay.
So before Trump won the presidency, the Trump Organization was looking at building maybe a Trump hotel in Moscow. Mm-hmm. And so they were exploring that. And when asked in a hearing in 2017 whether or not they had scrapped the project, as they said they did, Cohen said they did in January. Well, he said it was actually June. So it's a pretty minor That, to me, is a pretty minor thing. But when you lie to Congress and you swear under oath, typically we don't usually prosecute people who do that. In fact, there's like a huge handful of people, including James Clapper and John Brennan, who were in charge of governmental agencies that lied before Congress that never saw a minute of trouble. But and that doesn't defend Michael Cohen. He lied before Congress. That's serious. It's just typically we don't usually prosecute that as a country. So I think Mueller probably had a list of charges he could have thrown at Cohen, and this was probably the one that carried the least amount of jail time. So this is part of the deal. So we'll continue to follow it, but it is the holidays, and we are having some fun other than immigration and Russia and all this other crazy news that's going on. Victoria, we're trying to help you get a nice white smile.
That's true. If you want to get a great lasting impression or want to leave a great lasting impression, studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. And we've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. It transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's really all it takes. After only using Power Swabs once, you will see some results, which is incredible. And now there's no going back. After I started using it. I'm just hooked on it. So if you want to get in on this and get a great smile, especially with the holiday season coming up, power swabs are super fast, easy, and hygienist approved. You can even use it on caps and veneers. And you don't have to give up on your coffee, your tea, your red wine, anything else that can stain your teeth. So this is a no-brainer. You should get power swabs today with our exclusive offer. It's not available online or in stores. Call now for your power swabs today. 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. And get your power swabs and get your smile on.
Did you know type 2 diabetes is a heart-related disease? Hi, I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and board chair of Women in Government. November is National Diabetes Awareness Month, a good time to remember nearly 30 million Americans have diabetes and that people with diabetes are up to 4 times more likely to have a heart attack, heart failure, or stroke. In fact, heart disease is the number one killer of people with type 2 diabetes. Learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
We've all been there. That sinking feeling when the mechanic tells you the repairs to your car are going to be in the hundreds, maybe even thousands. You weren't planning on this. No one ever is. That's why smart people have CarShield, the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection. CarShield gives you peace of mind that out-of-the-blue car repairs won't derail your life. CarShield is committed to creating an exceptional experience by providing dependable, reliable, and affordable coverage solutions for expensive automotive repairs. CarShield has covered more than 600,000 vehicles and paid out over $1 billion in claims. There is a CarShield protection plan for every car and every budget. Check them out today by calling 1-800-667-1125. CarShield plans include towing, roadside assistance, and a rental car while yours is in the shop. Do the smart thing. Call 1-800-667-1125. Again, that's 1-800-667-1125. Don't wait until it's too late. One more time, that's 1-800-667-1125.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. All right, lightning. Well, you know what? I'd say we're lighting things up, but I don't know that we really are. There is a story going around, of course, out of Florida, because all the craziest things happen there, where a woman who passed gas in a convenience store pulled a knife and then threatened to gut a man who complained about it, according to police. Her name is Shanetta Wilson, 37 years old. She was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. Police arrested her and booked her into detention. Yeah, right, just to gut somebody. They arrested her and booked her at a detention facility in Pompano Beach, Florida, where her bail was set at $2,500. Now, here's what they say happened. Police say that she threatened the customer, John Walker, when he complained that she was passing gas while standing in line together at the Dollar General store in Dania Beach.
Of course, Dollar General.
So Walker got into a verbal argument with Wilson, who is the perpetrator here, in reference to the defendant passing gas and doing it loudly, according to the arrest report. She doesn't even have the nerve to do it silent but deadly.
Oof.
Wilson reportedly then took out a knife after this argument, took it out of her purse, and threatened to gut the man. She held the knife in her right hand and motioned in a way that looked like she was going to stab him, according to police.
Makes you think twice about complaining about anything in public when you're online.
Here's the thing, though. If you were in a store and you farted and, like, it's embarrassing and you farted loudly and then someone next to you made a comment about it, wouldn't you be kind of annoyed?
I'd have to walk to the back of the store and be like, oops, I forgot something, like my pride, and I'd run out of the store. I don't think I threatened to, like, stab someone in the stomach.
I don't think I would, too, but I'm just saying, I think it's a little rude.
The funny thing is, we all know the crop dusters in the stores, right, where they just kind of walk past you and spread a little cheer right behind you, you know, and you go, oh, gosh, did I just walk into a sewage plant? Like, what happens? And you look around, and then they disappear. But this woman was seemingly, Shanetta Wilson, proud of her work and was threatening anyone who didn't like it.
Oh,
More up ahead. It's the DJ V Show, 20 minutes past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Victoria Dan and Shay, pretty well-known act. They're played widely on country radio. They're even trying to cross over a bit. They're doing the Concert for Unity for Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue. What's the story?
Yeah, the Concert for Unity will take place on December 2nd, and it will be a fundraising event to help the synagogue rebuild and reopen. Now, of course, this is where that mass shooting took place in October that killed 11 people. Dan Smyers of Dan and Shay, who makes up the one half of the duo. He's actually a Pittsburgh area native. He was raised in nearby Wexford. And so the Concert for Unity will be held in downtown Pittsburgh at the Byam Theater on the Allegheny River. Local artists, Furzy, Fuzzy Bear, I don't know, F-R-Z-Y, and the Andy Davis Band are also set to perform at the fundraiser. And all the acts, along with the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, are donating their time and services, which is great. Dan and Shay recently released their self-titled third album this past summer, which includes the hit Tequila that you're hearing. That's actually a platinum hit now. And it's also a crossover for them. So the band is currently on tour with Chris Young, and then we'll head to the UK in January with Devin Dawson.
I feel like their sound actually works well for the music that goes off in the United Kingdom. Usually it's not the real country acts that work there. This one, I think Dan and Shay should do quite well on the radio in the United Kingdom. All right, let's have some fun now, because you guys know I love a good boy band. And New Kids on the Block, they're kind of my jam. They're getting ready to celebrate their 30th anniversary of Hangin' Tough. That's the song you're hearing right now. And they're going to reissue their breakthrough album from 1988. This is going to make me feel way too old, Victoria. When is this album coming out?
The re-release version of Hangin' Tough, the 30th anniversary edition, will come out March 8th of next year. It's got 18 tracks, and it has the original 10 tracks from the album, along with remixes, extended versions of hits like The Right Stuff and Please Don't Go Girl, which was featuring, what, a teenage Joey McIntyre? So, wasn't he, like, really young then?
He looks like he's about 11 years old. Yeah. I listened to this song, and I didn't actually know it, and I was like, who is singing this? It's like a baby. So I watched the video to make sure it was the right thing. Yeah, he's, like, the tiniest little kid. It's so cute.
He's so cute. And I will tell you this. He came into my office before we moved. We relocated a couple years ago. But he came into the old office, and we used to have a record library where the libraries were all organized, and he's like, whoa, but I was giving him the tour. He's like, can I see it? Do you have any of my albums? And I said, oh, yeah, please. And so he took one of our copies of Please Don't Go Girl home with him on vinyl. How about that?
He didn't just sign it for you and leave it?
No, he asked if he could have one because we had two. So he took
one. Oh, okay.
Isn't that cute? I know. I should have had him sign it. I don't know what I was thinking. And don't forget, we've got that big tour coming out with Salt and Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, Naughty by Nature. I already have my tickets for the Hollywood Bowl, ladies.
Oh, it's going to be fun. So 80s Baby is the new song that they did with Salt and Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature. And so that's also on the Hangin' Tough 30th Anniversary Edition.
How fun is that? That's going to be their final song.
It's a cute song, too. So that mixtape tour, that starts on May 2nd in Cincinnati and wraps next July. And so Jen will be featuring. Jen will be there at the Hollywood Bowl.
I'll be using my.
I'm jealous, actually. I would totally love to see this.
By the way, New Kids on the Block, if you get a chance, this is no joke, even if you don't like them so much, they are really, really good in concert. So if you get a chance and they come by and you're sort of into it, go see it. New Kids on the Block, congratulations, 30 years of Hangin' Tough. It's DJ V Show, 28 minutes past the hour.
Opportunistic creatures. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Koala bears have become specialists in surviving on gum trees. And for some animals, specializing is great. But if the gum trees were ever wiped out instantly, the koala bear would struggle to survive. When it comes to our food needs, on the other hand, humans are opportunists, not specialists. Which means if you take away one source of food for us, we'll quickly adapt to another. Opportunists. And finding opportunities begins when we're very young, as we curiously explore our worlds. It's embedded in us, hardwired in us, to look for opportunities. Now, whether you want to use your natural inclination for opportunities to find new ways to complain about the same old things, or whether you want to use your curious nature to find ways to use your gifts and talents in whole new ways, well, that's entirely up to you. I'm just here to help you take this opportunity to think about it. Visit DrChristianConti.com.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's at the G20 summit in Argentina, which is getting underway today, and it's going to include on his schedule the signing of a new U.S., Canadian, and Mexican trade agreement. He'll join the leaders of the two other nations to sign that document. While scheduled to also meet with other world leaders at the summit, he will not sit down, as earlier planned, with Russia's leader Vladimir Putin because of the recent Russian aggression in Ukraine. Even so, South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune says he hopes the president will find other ways to send a strong message to Russia.
And make it very clear that this flagrant violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and of international law won't be tolerated.
A U.S. deputy marshal was fatally shot by a suspect yesterday, and this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Past the hour, it is the DJ V Show. I'm Victoria Geelan with Kara Schillen at the controls at our studio in Washington, D.C. And it's time now for some trending news. Music producer DJ Khaled and professional boxer Floyd Mayweather Jr. are in big trouble with the Securities and Exchange Commission. They both were promoting investments in initial cryptocurrency coin offerings without revealing that they've actually been paid to do it. This sounds like it's not really a big deal, but it actually is. The SEC has said cryptocurrency coins sold in initial coin offerings, that's the equivalent of what we call an IPO, an initial public offering. This is just for cryptocurrencies, that they're now being considered for extra charges. Khaled and Mayweather, they did a settlement with the SEC, agreed to not promote any securities, even digital ones, for the next 2 or 3 years, and they agreed to give back back the money that they received, and they have to pay a lot of penalties with interest. Floyd Mayweather failed to disclose that he received $300,000 from three different cryptocurrency companies, including $100,000 from Centratech. And DJ Khaled failed to disclose a payment of $50,000 from Centratech. Now, Centratech has been charged separately by the SEC. They allege that their initial coin offering was fraudulent. And where Mayweather and Khaled got in trouble, they took to Instagram and encouraged their followers to get in on the offering. So if you've been seeing any of this, if you follow either of them on social media, they've been pretty heavily promoting this stuff. Don't get involved with it. It would be the only advice I would give to anybody. Just steer clear of this. The SEC made it very clear that initial coin offerings can be fraudulent, and they encourage investors to be wary. And so even the ones that are endorsed by celebrities. Now, Floyd Mayweather started calling himself Floyd Crypto Mayweather, and he told all of his followers that this was a game changer, that they needed to get in on it. And DJ Khaled, if you've ever seen him, he does lots of commercials on TV. DJ Khaled, once he talks about something, like, it's so over the top, and he was out there really promoting this to his followers. We don't know how many of his followers or Floyd's actually bought into the cryptocurrency companies, but they're basically social media influencers at this point. And a lot of the times, whenever you see a celebrity endorsing anything on any type of social media, they are being paid for that, and they are supposed to disclose that they have been paid. And especially when you've been paid, like Floyd was, $300,000, you're by law, you are supposed to say, and this goes beyond the Security and Exchange Commission, any type of product, if you're promoting soap, you're supposed to say that you've been paid for that. And so you will see on Instagram, sometimes people will put like hashtag ad next to it, but apparently Floyd Mayweather and DJ Khaled did none of that, and they were supposed to, and it just looked like they were giving free advice, and they were not. So
I'm for some reason, like, I don't know that much about Floyd Mayweather. I don't really feel that surprised. What did he call himself? The king of
Floyd Crypto Mayweather.
Yeah, so I feel like he does stuff like that all the time. I don't really know if he's that great of a businessman, but I'm kind of surprised by DJ Khaled, because I feel like he has quite a lot of experience with selling stuff, so you would think that he would know all the rules regarding that.
Yeah, you would think so.
And didn't Instagram made that like a rule, or they had a big like discussion about that earlier this year, right? With people not using ad. I don't know. I get frustrated with people on Instagram who don't do that, because I like when there are celebrities that you trust and you want to buy the things that they endorse, like, people are still going to buy it if they know it's an ad. Like, people love what DJ Khaled does. They're still going to buy or, like, buy into whatever he's talking about, even if it's an advertisement. So, I don't know.
It's true. It's one of those things, you know, I think that there needs to be much more structure when it comes to celebrities endorsing things. In the past, the reason that the hashtag ad thing came up initially with Instagram was because there were a lot of people buying products that their favorite celebrities were endorsing. And then sometimes the products were really crappy. And in some cases, if they were beauty products, people had, like, allergic reactions to things, and it became kind of dangerous. And if the celebrities are just being paid to do an ad and they're not actually using the products, then it gets into a very slippery slope. So it just is another cautionary tale. Be as wary as you can possibly be when it comes to this kind of stuff. So, and, you know, it makes me think, because we have sponsors here on our show and we talk about products. But, you know, the truth is, like, pulling back the curtain, we use every single product that we actually talk about. So there's nothing that, you know, that we ever, and Doug has said this too, you know, there's nothing that we ever allow on the show that isn't used and actually endorsed by us. And so, like, for example, MyPillow, we all have MyPillows all over our beds. We love them. We give them to our family members. It's something that we actually really stand by. And actually, speaking of MyPillow, they have a brand new holiday 4-pack offer that we just found out about, that we're so excited to share with all of you guys. If you're losing sleep finding the perfect gift, then forget about that. Just go right to MyPillow. They've got the ultimate stocking stuffer this year. And how often do you hear your friends and family complain about how how hard it is to get a good night's sleep. Well, you can give them the gift of sleep this year with MyPillow. It's made right here in the USA. It's 100% machine washable and dryable cotton, and they come with a 10-year warranty. There's absolutely nothing to lose here. And like I said, everyone here at the DJV show, we stand by MyPillow. And now, for a limited time, you get four MyPillows. And that's what Rich McFadden has on his bed. He's got four of them. So you can get four for half the price. You get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Those are the smaller travel pillows that you will be so happy this holiday season. If you're flying somewhere or if you're on a long drive to go visit family, you will love having the two go-anywhere pillows with you. Plus, it's free shipping. So what are you waiting for? They're extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st of 2019. So if you don't like them for some reason, you can send them back and get all of your money back. You've got nothing to lose. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com and get four MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows right now for half the price. Remember, it's promo code DJV.
The Geek Out.
It's another What Gift to Get guide. If you have a sprinkler system, you know anything that makes it easier to operate is welcome. Smart sprinklers have really improved over the last few years, and there are multiple brands to choose from. My personal favorite is the Ratio, which earlier this year released their third-generation product. The Ratio does a fantastic job of automatically deciding when to water, how much to water, and it's all based on weather conditions and history from weather stations in that specific location. Like everything else, there's a handy app for setup and operation, and it makes for super easy maintenance. After a lot of research and now actual use, I recommend the Ratio Smart Sprinkler highly, and if you're interested, I put links about it on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's 44 minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Kara Schillen at our studio in Washington, D.C. She is our producer extraordinaire, keeping everything going. Jen is having some technical difficulties while Kara is trying to figure that out. But in the meantime, I want to let you guys know, if you haven't already signed up for our Works giveaway, that's W-O-R-X, you should definitely do that. We've got a great prize pack that we're giving away. We're going to give away the first one in the next hour, so the first lucky winner will be announced. And then at the end of next week, we'll be announcing the second winner. So what we're doing this year, we've partnered with Works for, I think this must be the third Christmas that we've worked with them. This year, we've got an awesome prize pack. So we're giving away a Works Jaw Horse, which is their version, it's their patented version of a sawhorse. And it's a portable workhorse that features a patented foot pedal operated clamping system. So basically, you've got an extra set of hands for a wide range of DIY projects, that anything that you would use a sawhorse for, now it's like a souped-up version of that. And so you're thinking, well, what am I going to do with the jawhorse? Well, we've got a circular saw that you can use on the jawhorse, and this circular saw is a cordless, it's the cordless version, and it's got these snap-on batteries. They're 20-volt batteries that are interchangeable with all the Works cordless tools, which makes it really easy. So if you have, you don't have to have a certain battery for each tool, which makes it really convenient. Homeowners, DIY projects, this is exactly what you need this holiday season. So we're giving away a jawhorse and a circular saw in one prize pack with a retail value of $220. So you can keep them both for yourself. You can break it up and re-gift it, whatever you want to do. If you win, it's all yours. And all you need to do is go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show, and you're just going to follow the link to our website and enter in your email address and your name, and that's it. It's free to enter, and like I said, we'll be announcing the first winner in the next hour, and then we've got one more lucky winner at the end of next week. So Works, W-O-R-X, the jawhorse, and the circular saw, you can look them up online. They are very, very cool tools, and we're very happy to be partnering with Works for the second holiday season in a row. And so now today is National Computer Security Day. And I don't know, Jen, I know you're having some computer issues on your end.
All of my own. It's like I'm out here in the in outer space floating around. Yeah. No.
Well, today might be a good day to double check all of your computer security. In 1988, computers started to become commonplace, and that presented a new world of possibilities, of course, but it also became a new job opportunity for hackers. And so as part of an effort to remind everyone about computer security, every November 30th is National Computer Security Day, and what you should do on this day is change your passwords, make sure you create a unique, strong password for each thing that you're doing, and each website that you're on, update your spyware and malware, and encrypt and back up your data. So happy National Computer Security Day.
That's it. All right, want to do a little TV news?
Yeah, what's on?
All right, so now that I'm back and can hear you, well, people don't realize we do this show from all over the place. I'm in L.A., Victoria's in New York, Kara's in Washington, Dougie's when he's here is in Boston. All right, so sometimes it just, you know, most of the time it works. Sometimes we have to re-chew some bubble gum and stick it all back together again. Tonight on television, it's actually, I want to start today on television. If you're a fan of the soap operas, the stories, as they say, Wayne Brady.
I love
from
Let's General
Make...
Hospital.
Oh, I used to love All My Children. Like, I'm in a 5-year depression since they got rid of it. Let's Make a Deal. Wayne Brady is going to be guest starring on The Bold and the Beautiful today, so you might want to check that out. We'll talk about some holiday stuff on television tonight. This, if you want to do your AMC movie, this one is one of my favorites. Jingle All the Way, great classic Christmas movie from 1996. That's on AMC tonight. You can check that out. Child Support, the game show on ABC, that's new tonight at 8 o'clock, followed by 2020 at 10. That's new. CBS has a new episode of MacGyver, Hawaii 5-0, and Blue Bloods. That's all new tonight on CBS. CW is new tonight as well. They've got a new episode of Dynasty, followed by Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And it's college football time on Fox. You'll see the Pac-12 football championship from Santa Clara, California. That'll be tonight on Fox. NBC is new tonight as well with Blind Spot, Midnight Texas at 9, and Dateline NBC. Got to take a second here to remind you, if you're around on Sunday, you want to definitely not miss this one. Garth Brooks is going to be performing live from Notre Dame, and he'll be doing it on CBS. So you can check that out on Sunday. As well as, ladies, Tyra Banks has a brand new movie. Have you heard about this?
Yes, I saw an ad for this.
This movie comes out, well, is it Pint Size? No, what is it called? It's her modeling movie. It's part two of her modeling movie.
Oh, Life Size?
Life Size. I wanted to say
God,
Pint
I
Size.
I love that movie.
But set your DVRs because the official premiere of Pint Size 2 is coming up this
life
Sunday.
Life Size.
So.
Not
or Life Size. Pint Size. This movie about my small life. All right, it is the DJV show, television news at 50 minutes past the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Time on the DJV show, and we are so lucky to have with us our tech guru, our goddess of the wired. I'm going to come up with some sort of weird title for you. Victoria Keelan is here, and because it's the weekend, we count down the top five tech stories from the week. So what's at number five, Victoria?
Venmo was in the spotlight at number five. Now, Venmo is the app that makes it super easy to send money to your friends, family, whatever. And it is a secured app, but they've had a lot of problems on the back end. And now, according to the Wall Street Journal this week, it says that they've lost $40 million alone in the first 3 months of this year. So that's not good news for Venmo. And the internal documents weren't specific on whether the fraudulent activities were from stolen credit cards or hacked accounts or other scams. But in most cases of fraud, Venmo's policy is to reimburse the user for their losses. And so if the fraud is happening a lot, then basically Venmo is just bleeding money. So now to combat the issue, Venmo blacklisted tens of thousands of users whose accounts had been flagged as suspicious. Unfortunately, some innocent people were also involved in that flagging. And so it's also delayed and then pulled its instant transfer feature that let users send funds to their bank accounts within 30 minutes. Now you can do it free, but you have to wait a few days. Or if you want that money instantly transferred from your Venmo account to your bank account, you now have to pay a flat 1% fee of the transferred amount. So it's not great for the consumer. It's really bad news for Venmo. And in the meantime, you may want to look into some other money transferring apps apps. There are some other good ones out there. Zelle is one, Z-E-L-L-E. That's very secure, and it's backed by actual banks. So that may be one that you want to migrate over to the next time you go out to brunch with all of your friends and everyone sends you, you know, their $40 or whatever it ends up being. That's an expensive brunch, but, you know, anyway.
All right. In at number four, the U.S. Postal Service data breach, really. They're exposing people's information.
Well, they claim that after 60 million users of USPS.com, all of their stuff was, all of their information was exposed. Usernames, including your street address. It was really not good. However, the U.S. Postal Service said this week that they have fixed the security weakness 1 year after the breach happened. So, your personal data is already out there. Some phone numbers and some mailing campaign data, emails, all that good stuff has been exposed. But now they say after a year later, they finally fixed the problem. Yay for USPS.
Good job, Postal Service. And at number three, LinkedIn has been targeting their targeting Facebook users.
Yeah, LinkedIn got in trouble because they bought 18 million non-LinkedIn members' email addresses, found those people on Facebook, and then used targeted ads to try to lure them into becoming members of LinkedIn. And so they've gotten in a lot of trouble for this. They're based over in Europe, and the Ireland's Data Protection Commission gave them a big smackdown and said that this is not legal. And so they claim they fixed the problem. But if you are not a member of LinkedIn and you're seeing ads aimed at you on Facebook, you should definitely report it because they're not supposed to be doing that anymore.
What about number two? Number two is an interesting one. Amazon has been kind of messing up, adding things into people's baby registries.
Yeah, a lot of people are complaining about this, and I think this is going to be one of those word-of-mouth stories that we hear about going forward. Customers are complaining Amazon's ads are using a deceptive design that tricks people into buying sponsored products instead of items that are on their actual friends and family's baby registries. So a lot of people are noting that they had unwittingly purchased these gifts from these ads, and then their friends and family were receiving unwanted items, and especially the Playtex Diaper Genie and Kimberly Clark's Huggies Snug and Dry Diapers. Those two were sponsored ads that didn't look like they were sponsored, so it looked like people had registered for them. And Amazon's going to get in trouble with this with the Federal Trade Commission, because those sponsored ads cost the advertisers $500,000 a spot.
Wow.
So Amazon's making a lot of money. Just think about it. That's $1 million right there that they can make off of one person's baby registry. So
that
just be
crazy.
Really careful and read the small print if you are buying any type of registry off of Amazon. You have to be really careful.
All right, the number one tech story of the week with Victoria Keelan involves our buddies over at Apple.
This is great news for Apple users who are still hanging on to older models of their iPhone. Apple this week didn't really offer, last week they didn't do a great job with Black Friday or Cyber Monday. There weren't any real great deals out there. However, they have a new promotion that is upping the value of all of the old iPhones. So an iPhone 6 is now worth $150 on trade-in at the Apple store, and that's up from $75. And if you have an iPhone 8, you can, all the numbers went up, all the different models, but if you have an iPhone 8, it's now worth $300. So it's great news for Apple users looking to upgrade.
Follow us on the line, hashtag Tech Talk at DJV Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.